President Mahama's three-day visit to Atlanta, Georgia has seen a number of business engagements with American companies and investors, the simple reason to establish contacts for partnerships that will yield mutual benefits. One of such is the meeting with leadership of Delta Airlines. Delta is America's major airline established in 1924. Its airport in Atlanta, Georgia is the busiest in the world. It operates in almost all continents. Delta also runs a direct flight from Accra to New York. One of the issues that came up was a request from President Mahama to Delta to resume its direct flight from Accra to Atlanta.
There was a time when you canceled the flights to Atlanta, so now we have just the New York, direct. We believe that maybe you should reconsider more than one route to the United States, because for those coming to Atlanta and going to Texas and going to Chicago, to go all the way to New York and reconnect back, it would be more convenient to connect through Atlanta. And Atlanta being the hub for Delta, why would you go past Atlanta and go dump them in New York? So I think it's probably time to look at that again.
Since the infamous Ghana Airways took a nosedive, efforts have been made to get it back. This time, what the Mahama administration seeks to do is to establish an airline, but on partnership basis. This has worked for many countries like Kenya, Egypt, Ethiopia, and South Africa.
I think working together, we can achieve the dream we have of creating Ghana as the hub for aviation. We're looking to start up an airline ourselves, but initially concentrating on distributing passengers across the sub-region. And so bringing passengers in to join long-haul flights to different destinations and then distributing them when they have flown into Koroka to the various countries in the sub-region. We're looking for any partnerships that would be a win-win for all of us.
The senior vice president of Delta Airlines, Perry Kantaruti, commended President Mahama's sense of urgency to transform Ghana's aviation sector. He said Delta is ready to assist with expertise. Mr. Kantaruti also lauded the excellent cooperation with the Ghana Civil Aviation Authority.
We would like nothing more than to be able to reintroduce services into Accra. And I would also tell you that confirming what you've just said, that we find Kotoka to be a very good operating environment for us. As you know, Delta operates somewhat uniquely, not only the nonstops between New York and Accra, but also the three times a week services to Monrovia.
Yeah.
And I think given your geography and given the stability of the operating environment and the security standards that you uphold, that actually it is a logical place to look at building a West African regional base.
President Mahama drops what sounds like a pretty good news to the Delta Group.
There was a cross-subsidy that had made aviation fuel go up much higher than it should be.
Yes.
But now we are balancing out the subsidies on petroleum products, and the NPA is publishing it based on the market numbers and all that. And so a lot of the subsidies that formerly had been piled onto aviation fuel are gradually being taken off. And so aviation fuel is becoming more competitive.
This is great news, because that's one aspect of our operation.
Yeah, and then also extra storage facilities are being put in at the airport to make sure that there is a constant supply of fuel. So I think that those glitches we used to have with regards to supply of fuel and the price, are going to get much better.
Having run direct flights to Ghana for 6 years, Delta will in 2 weeks launch a new aircraft in Accra with modern facilities to replace the old one. What is interesting is that Ghanaian delicacy jollof rice will be served as priority on the new flight. Refurbishment of the Kotoka International Airport will see new terminal buildings, baggage conveyor belt, expansion in aprons, and air bridges. From Atlanta, Georgia, Pascalina Dadevu for Radio Ghana.